come back and say, man, I want to know more. Tell me more. And they go home excited about it. But also it's something they remember for years to come. And you say, but did Jesus do this? You know, Jesus used a lot of objects when he talked. He related to a lot of things when he spoke, to things that the people could comprehend and understand. And so that's what we do as well as Sunday school teachers. Hey, our job is to break this down to a level that these kids can understand and say, hey, you know what? This is what the story is about, but I'm going to make it fun for you, and I'm going to make it exciting. And so that's what we're going to talk about today. So I do have some handouts. I'm going to pass it around. Matter of fact, I'm going to give you guys several here.
Oh dear.
May not have time to go through all of these today, and that's fine.
Oh dear.
I got another one coming your way. And I got one more after that coming your way.
Hey, what about me?
They'll come around to you.
Patience, young Padawan.
So I mentioned it earlier, and let me just reiterate it one more time, because I feel like it's very important. Connect with your kids. Meaning, don't make Sunday just a deal of, can I get through the Sunday school lesson? Can I just make it happen today? And then after that, I don't see my kids again until next Sunday. Connect with those kids. We mentioned it earlier. You know what? Go to their school and have lunch with them. Take your kids on a field trip if you can. Get a chance. Bring them to the church. And I've done church work days at the church with the kids. Or we're raking the yard. We're doing something, but it's a connecting point. It's spending time with those kids. And connecting with them outside of the Sunday school classroom. Everybody say amen. That way I know you're listening.
Amen.
So, very quickly, I want to share some books with you that we have used and are using in Sunday school. One of the ones we're doing right now with our preteen and teens is called Heirs to the Throne for the boys and Daughters of the King with the girls. This goes over what we believe. And why we believe what we believe. Very good books. There's student workbooks that go with it. And so we've got an all-boys class for our preteen and teen. They're combined. We have an all-boys class, and then we have an all-girls class. And man, just said it right there. It's fine. Man, they've been having a good time. It's been fun. It covers anything from dating to standards to prayer. You name it, it talks about it. And very, very good books. Heirs to the Throne and Daughters of the King. And then the girls have even got some other books that they got. I think WPF puts these out. Covered by Love and Unmask. And there's another one. The Truth About Body Art, Makeup, and Jewelry. Covered by Love is about why we don't cut our hair. And then, this is for girls, obviously. The Girl in the Dress is about modesty and wearing dresses. Very, very good books. I've heard nothing. I've not read them, but my wife has gone on and on. And the ladies, Sunday school ladies, have gone on and on about them as well. Let's see. Where are we at? Teaching techniques. So let's talk about it for a little bit. Brother Tyler Hodge hit on a little bit of it earlier. He is excellent at this, but use body language. You know what? Vary your voice. Use your expressions. Did some of that last night with clowning. You know what? Be animated. Use facial expressions. Don't just stand there and be monotone about it. And you tell me about Jonah being in the well. Don't just say, well, you know, little Jonah, he came along and he got put inside of a well. No. Come on, we got to make that story come alive. And I will get there in just a moment. Vary your voice. There's times when there's been issues where the kids are getting too loud, and all of a sudden I'll just change the way I'm speaking and I'll start whispering. And everybody says, what did he say? Why? Because it's doing something different. And they're like, what's he saying? And then they got to listen. And once I have their attention, then I'll go back and talk in a normal tone. Use objects. You know what? You're talking about the tongue. Bring a cow's tongue. Put it on a nice silver platter. Cover it with a nice napkin or cloth. And let the kids think they're really getting a good dessert or a good snack that day. And when you get to the point about talking about the tongue and how bad the tongue can be, uncover that cow's tongue. Here's this ugly cow's tongue. I mentioned in the last class about my teacher when I was in teen class and about her doing some stuff. That was one of the things she did. She brought a cow's tongue to class. You know what? I never forgot that lesson about the tongue. Hey, you're talking about happiness? Bring a Happy Meal. Why do you think McDonald's gives Happy Meals? They want happy kids. Hey, we're talking about being happy. Bring a Happy Meal. Heck, I've got a good one here. Let's do this real quick. Help me out. I need everybody to get a rock. Somebody else help me out real quick. Make sure everybody gets a rock.
And me.
And you.
Rock.
Just don't chunk them at each other.
Everybody got a rock, brother?
Everybody got a rock?
That's four.
You put it to your ear, they'll say you're listening to rock music. I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
See what, everybody stand up. We'll just sing a real quick action song. One of my favorites. It goes like this. Everybody bend down and touch your toe. Everybody go toe.
No.
Touch your knee.
Knee.
Chest.
Chest.
This is a nut.
Nut.
Here's how it goes. It goes toe, knee, chest, nut, nose. God loves him. Toe, knee, nose. Toe, knee, nose. Tony Chestnut knows God loves him. That's what Tony knows.
Faster.
A little faster?
Yeah.
Alright, here we go. Ready? And Tony Chestnut knows God loves him. Tony knows. Tony knows. Tony Chestnut knows God loves him. That's what Tony knows. Alright, give yourself a hand. No, no, no. I mean, really, come on. Give yourself a hand. You may be seated. Is a question for you. Is that rock getting in the way a little bit?
Yeah.
Now imagine having to hold that for the rest of this class.
Ooh,
in your hand. And we're going to have some drawing activities. And we're going to clap our hands to Jesus. Will that not get old? You know what? A grudge is the same way when you hold a grudge against somebody. Having a bad attitude is the same way. When you come to Jesus and you say, you know what? I want to give Jesus everything. But you still got a bad attitude about something. It's like having a rock inside of you. And God said, I can't, because there's something hard in there that I you got to let me have that as well and give that to me. Oh, man, so many ideas. I did one time where I have a huge rock. It's heavy, but it's a big rock. And I put it in the middle of the table. And I talked that morning about praising God and the importance. We got to praise God. Put throwing the rock something. And so about the importance of praising God. And if we don't praise Him, the rocks will cry out. And I reached under the table, and I had a tablecloth on it, obviously. But I had a tape player, CD player under there. And I pushed play, or I unpaused it. And all of a sudden, you just hear, I had recorded one of our services at church. Where people were really worshiping God and really praising God. And you just hear all this praise and this worship. And I began to talk to young people. I said, if you don't open your mouth, and if you don't let the words come out of your mouth, the Bible says the rocks will start crying out in your place. So that's why it's so important that we talk to God. This is a good one. You can't say nothing. Here's what I'd like you to do. Like I said, you can't say anything. But I'd like for you to just take it. You can open it up, smell it, and then pass it on. Why are you guys passing that around?
It's kind of like baby wipes. But combined
well,
with
see, they're passing that around.
Oh.
Another one. So you're talking about the devil. This actually was blood poison. I didn't have time to blow it up. My apologies. You put water in the bottom of it. And I got huge. Walmart is selling huge boxing gloves. I mean, those things are big. And you get some of those. You talk about the devil coming in and knocking you down. What do these things do? They fall over and they bounce right back up. That's how a Christian's supposed to be. We live for God. We get knocked over, we bounce right back. We get knocked over, we bounce right back. What are you doing? We're using objects. We're thinking outside of the box to make our lesson interesting, to make it enjoyable, also where the kids remember it. Coin in the fish's mouth. You know what? Go down to your local store and get it alive, or not alive, but a dead whole fish and put a coin in its mouth. Hey, how many kids are going to remember that story? You open the fish's mouth and there's a coin inside of it. That's what happened in Jesus' time. I know he wasn't dead, but hey, the fish that is. Talking about fruit of the Spirit. You know what? Use real fruit when you talk about it. You talk about love. Love is like an apple. You know what? It's easy to get invited into an apple. You get the Holy Ghost.
It's pretty good, by the way.
You get the Holy Ghost, you get love right away. Go on. There's a whole list of them you can do. Love like an apple or a grape. Joy is like a grape or strawberry. Peace is like a peach. Those are things you get right away when you get the Holy Ghost. But some of it, what about patience? Can you bite into this like you just, I bit into that apple? It takes a little more time to get into. Or what about being long-suffering? Or self-control? You gonna bite into that like we just bit into the apple?
No.
It takes a lot longer to get into it, to get to the good stuff. You know what the point is you know what? You get the Holy Ghost, the fruit of the Spirit, all of it doesn't come automatically. It takes time. And you got to keep working at it to get it. What's the deal with the bag? It didn't smell quite as ripe as I wanted it to, but it will. Your righteousness is as filthy rags. You know what? The Bible says our very best deeds that we could do, and we need to be good. We should be good. But our best deeds compared to God's best deeds and things that God does, the Bible says our righteousness compared to His is like filthy rags. They don't compare. That means that we can't get into heaven on our own. We have to have God to help us out. Let's see, where are we at? Oh man, too many ideas. Some of what I passed out, I'll just run through it real quick. There's the copycat story, and it's just an example. You can take any lesson and do the copycat story. The one that is here is about Jesus going in to ride the donkey, and he talks to his disciples, and so you say the word, and the kids repeat it back to you, and you do the actions with it. You rode the donkey, and they took palm branches and all of that. And so it's interaction, but also they're learning the lesson twice. So you're saying it, they're having to say it back to you. The other one it talks about as well, that's there, is assigned parts, where you assign groups. You split your class up into groups. You say, okay, certain of you are going to be a bear, and the bears have got to stand up, and they've got to growl. And certain of you are going to be a lion, and the lion's got to stand up, and they got to roar. And certain of you are going to be, and it has the parts in there. But you divide the class up, and as you begin to teach the lesson, again, you can do this with any lesson you want. As you begin to teach the lesson, and you say those key words, then that group has got to stand up. They got to be listening and paying attention, but they got to stand up, and they got to growl. They got to roar, whatever it is that their part may be in that. That's called assigned parts. The other thing as well is the candy bars. Let's see. Where's that? Nope. Assigned parts. I've got two stories there with that one. Did I hand out? I don't think I did. Did I hand out the candy bar story? I don't think I did on that. Candy bar story, again, it's another one you can take, and you can use it. And you can put it with multiple lessons in the Bible. I've done mine with the Christmas story. I don't have it with me today, but it's just a whole thing of candy bars. And it's a fun one as well. We talk about Hershey's. And Hershey, you take the her, talking about Mary, she, and how the angel appeared to her. Starburst, the wise men saw the star. Starburst, different things like that. You use candy bars to tell the story. Man, dress the part. Hey, dress up. Make it fun. You're going to talk about Jonah and the whale, and there's even big props as well. And if you're following me on my notes, I'm sorry. I'm kind of skipping around a little bit. But there's big props as well. You're going to talk about Jonah and the whale. Heaven forbid we have this little bitty guy that's about that tall, and a fish that's about that big, and we're going to talk about Jonah and the whale. Hey, think outside the box. We'll build a whale. And as the teacher, dress up as Jonah, we're going to talk about Jonah. Matter of fact, and on the floor we took tape. And my guys did not go to design school or to engineering school, obviously. But you know what? Draw a big boat out on the carpet where all the kids can come in and sit. And we're going to be with Jonah. And so what you do is you dress up as Jonah. And you start talking to the kids. And we all get inside the boat. We start telling the story of being on this boat. And you can put other things in here on the boat. Put a suitcase in here in your boat. And put it whatever you want to put that they had back then or you think they might have had. And so we start telling the story. And while you're telling the story, it started to rain. You know how to make it rain? It starts like this. There we go. You have all the kids start rubbing their hands together. And then it got a little harder. And then it really got bad, so all the kids are making it rain. And then you can go back, and we're talking about the storm. And it's really getting rough, so everybody thought, you know what, here's what we need to do. We're going to throw stuff overboard. So that's why you have the suitcase on board. So you toss it overboard. And you can toss whatever it may be in. And so, man, it's still not working. So everybody, you get everybody moving back and forth because, boy, that storm's bad. And finally, Jonah said, hey, listen, you know what? And I know it's Reader's Digest condensed version here, but throw me overboard. So they threw Jonah overboard. Now, what we've done in the past, I've done it in two separate rooms. If you can do that, we put that in another room. There's other times I've had to keep it in the same room. But there's the well. If it's a smaller class, I've taken the whole class in there. And we finished our head class in the well. If it's a bigger class, I've gotten inside of there. And then afterwards, I let the kids go through it. But while you're in there, and you do need to go inside of it, I've got black lights in there. I've got neon fish in there. I've got rope in there. I've got a net inside of there. You can take black light crayons, and you can write on the side, help me, Jonah, whatever you want to do. But inside of there, there's a bunch of things that you do. We're talking, I mentioned earlier, the five senses. Smell. Open a can of sardines. What do you think it smells like inside of a fish? I don't think it smells very good. And then what about food? We talked about it earlier in the last class, but how about edible seaweed? I have it somewhere right here. Or if the kid really wants, I guess they could have a sardine. Or goldfish. That'll work. And then, hey, you know what? You think it's dry inside of a well? Nope. It gets wet inside of a well. Talking about feel, talking about smell, talking about touch, talking about being able to see it, visual, your five senses here. Hearing, ocean sounds. You can have a tape or a CD with ocean sounds going on. And so you've covered every one of your five senses at that point. But then you go through, tell the story of Jonah. He's in the well. You know what happens? And I told Brother Booker about this yesterday, and I'll hit on it real quick. But I did this one time in a church for a kids' crusade. I played the part of Jonah at the well up on the platform, went through the whole lesson. I get in the well, and I had a water gun in there. And the thought was, I'm going to take that water gun and spray it up over the kids in the audience and let the water come back down on them. Problem was, there was a man, he wasn't quite all there, but there was a man in a wheelchair on the front row, in his wheelchair, and I wasn't looking where I was shooting the water gun. And I pulled the trigger and it hit him right smack in the middle of the chest. He didn't get upset about it, thank the Lord. But it was terrible on that part. You know what? Watch where you're aiming the water gun or the water bottle. But make it happen. Make it real. And then when it comes time with Jonah in the well, boy, you get spit out of that well. You come rolling out of the well. If you have a whole class, all the kids can come rolling out of the well. And then what we've done in the past is we've had altar time right there. And we bring it down to an altar call. And all the kids gather around and we kneel in front of the well there at our beach. And we start talking to God. Hey, you just told the story of Jonah in the well in a way that they're never going to forget it. We had a kid, first time we did this with Jonah in the well, he went to his school teacher the next day. And he said, you'll never believe it, but I got inside a real well last night, or yesterday at Sunday school. And that teacher's like, okay, whatever's going on in your class, I don't know. But you know what? That kid never forgot it. Make it alive. Make it come alive. Man, bring animals. I know I mentioned it in the last class, but bring animals. Seriously, I brought a dog to church for Sunday school one time.
What?
And yeah. You know what? Bring animals. You can get a donkey. Some of these people have petting zoos. I don't bring them. I don't bring them. Actually, I'm going to back up real quick. And I'm going to say something that is a little bit controversial. You have to clear this through your pastor first. And what I'm going to say here, absolutely clear through your pastor. This is something I did a number of years ago when I was still at home, and my dad was my pastor at the time, and I was able to do it. But that is, we had a bunch of bus kids come into class, and it was coming around Christmas time, and you could hear the chatterboxes about Santa Claus and everything else, and about going to sit on Santa Claus's lap, and this, that, and the other. And so I thought up of a way to tell the Christmas story, and I did it. And what I did is I had some friends, this man is somebody I knew, that every year he did it for a way to make side money. He had a very nice Santa costume, and he went, and he would go down to the mall and sit at the mall and play Santa Claus and get paid for doing it. And so I asked him, I said, can I borrow that costume for Christmas, or for this Sunday. And he let me do it. And I dressed up as Santa Claus, and I came in with a big black bag, and the kids just went crazy. They thought it was incredible, but I came in, and I began to tell the Christmas story from Santa's point of view, and it was the real Christmas story. And I had costumes in my bag, and I had a manger in my bag, and I began to pull kids up and have them help me out. And they put on the costumes, and Santa Claus, at the end, I took off my hat that I had, and I said, even Santa Claus has got to bow before the manger, because that's the real Christmas story. Now, not everybody is comfortable with that. I understand that. I'm just throwing that out there. If you ever do something like that, get it clear through your pastor first, definitely. Everybody say amen.
Amen.
Let's see. You know what? Pictures. Pictures are a good one. I use these a lot in kids' crusades. You know what? Especially if you got a lot of bus kids, they know who that is. Yeah, they're believers, how you say it? Yeah,
believers.
I've had another one when Miley Cyrus was really popular, or as Hannah Montana. I have one of Hannah Montana. I don't use it so much anymore because she's gone on and she's wiped out. But and so it's Justin Bieber. But anyway, I'll talk about fame and about famous and being famous and about how these people, they think, man, it's so cool to have everybody. If everybody knows my name. And long story short, when Hannah Montana was popular, one of her things, or Miley Cyrus, one of her things for her 18th birthday, her number one wish for her 18th birthday was not a new car, was not a house. Her number one wish on her 18th birthday was, she said, I wish my mom and dad would get back together again because they had divorced. First word. And so I bring that home to the kids. You know what? Being famous is not everything. Having all the money is not everything. Because it doesn't buy you happiness. It can't buy you peace. You see where I'm going with it from there. Man, bring pictures of the last days. You're talking about the last days. What's going on there? Robin Hood, I just did one not too long ago about Peter Pan. Teaching our young boys class. And I brought a picture of Peter Pan. The boy that never grew up. The boy that could never grow up. And I talked to our boys about, you know what? You're becoming men. And there's some things you need to start taking on, some responsibility you need to take on in becoming a man. The lion's den. So you teach him about Daniel and the lion's den. Same concept. You don't have to get a thing like that. You can put it on a wall. I need somebody to cut the lights and shut that door for me real quick. And hopefully I can make this happen where everybody can see it. But I'm talking about Daniel and the lion's den. Dress up as Daniel. And, I'll do it with one. Dress up as Daniel. Go ahead, you've got those lights. And so Daniel gets thrown into the lion's den. And back here, you got to let your eyes adjust just a little bit, but you can see them now. Can anybody see that?
Yeah.
A big scary lion right there. And then if you're talking about, let's see. Brother Alex, come help me out with it.
Not sure.
Put this on the wall, talking about Jesus when he came through the wall. And there he is. I tell a story about the disciples being in the classroom, or being in a room, and man, they're all sad because where's Jesus? And cut the lights, and you have the black lights on. You can turn the lights on now. Just stay right there for a minute. Go ahead, turn the lights on now.
Oh my God.
He's finding them. There you go. And you can't see nothing on that. It's black like crayons is what it is. Another one. Go ahead and cut those lights one more time. Talking about Moses and the burning bush. There's my bush. Same concept. And there's the bush on fire. You can turn it back on. Thank you. So black like crayons is what that is. They are not cheap. I do have a few for sale out there. If you go online to buy them, you're probably going to pay about $6 or $7 a color. I've only been able to find about 3 colors, which I've been using some of these. There's an orange, a green, I believe it's orange, green, and white are the 3 colors I've been able to find. Used to, you could get a whole pack of them, and I've been looking online, and I can't. I've got a whole pack of them at home that has a bunch of colors, but very effective, and that's what I was talking about. If you go in Jonah, and I don't have it in there now, but I've done it in the past where I write with the black light crayons, help me, Jonah, or whatever, and they fluoresce under the black light. Another fun one. If you're talking about, let's see here. talking about the wise and the foolish virgins. Oh, Lord, help me. Wise and foolish builders. There we go. Talking about the wise and foolish builders. We know how the story goes, but man built a house. Beautiful drawing here. And there's another man that built a house. We'll use a different color here. Boy, I think I got it backwards a little on the drawings, but there we go. So he built a house. Well, one was built on a rock, and the other one was built on what?
Sand.
Sand, that's right. And you can go through the whole story. You can talk about it. But then the flood came and the water came, and what happened? You guys know the story. You're smart kids. What happened? Well, the waters came. Yeah, and washed something away. But look at this one. Nothing ever happened to it. It stood. It's dry erase and a wet erase marker is what it is. The wet erase is the one that runs. The dry erase is the one that stays. All right. I hear Brother Bagwell talk about it a lot. I agree with him in it. You know what? Flannel graph is something that you can use flannel graph, but make it fun when you use it. I've got a whole kit here that I don't know where it came from, to be honest with you. But it's all about creation. And it's flannel graph is what it is. And telling the story of creation through flannel graph, you're like, that is so outdated. You know what? It's so outdated. You're right. That none of these new kids even know what flannel graph is.
I have no idea.
And so that's exactly. any questions? Any comments? Let's see. Moses, hey, the mountain. You know what? You're talking about Moses, or if you're talking about a mountain. And you know what? Do yourself a favor. This is simple. It's cardboard. It didn't cost me anything to make that, except for the ladder behind it. And I'm giving it away. But if you're talking about Moses going up Mount Sinai, and Moses climbed the mountain, guess what? I've got a mountain. I'm dressed up as Moses, and I'm climbing the mountain to tell a story about it. You know what? Make it come alive. Make it happen. Make it come real. And what really gets comical, read up on Moses and Mount Sinai and how many times he had to go up and down that mountain. And God said, Moses, I want you to set the boundaries around the mountain. There's a whole big lesson right there you can teach on. Somebody gave this to me. It's a sword. Hey, talk about David and Goliath right there. It's not heavy, I promise you that, but it's a nice, good-sized sword. Use big props. Use things that kids can say, whoa, that's cool. Most of our burning books, we already covered that. 5 senses. How much time do I have left, Brother Booker?
10 minutes.
10 minutes. 10 minutes?
I don't have my call.
I got
2:30.
2:30. All right. Here's what I want to do. See, I'm going to put you three ladies in a group, and you three men in the group, back in the group. We've got about 5 minutes to do this, so we've got to do it quick. I'm going to put you guys here in a group, and Sister Hugh, and you guys along the back wall in a group. And here's what we're going to do. There's one for you guys. There's one for you guys. There's one for you guys. And there's one for you guys back there in the back. Here's what I want you to do. Is I want you to figure out a way to tell that lesson using the 5 senses. Taste, touch, hearing, sight, smell. Did I say it right? Taste, touch, hearing, sight, smell. Yeah. You got 5 minutes.
Don't forget
to bathroom. Okay. Oh, I forgot about it.
I knew you did.
But I left the rock.
You can keep it, buddy. How's that? Which one is this?
It's both.
Separate it for me. Take it out. Just put it in there. I'll put one in there and put the other right here.
I'll put the stuff for this one.
Hey, babe, on the prodigal son, this stands for God's love. For God's love, maybe God's love or something. What are the peepers in here?
I don't know.
You don't need a toilet paper.
Fish, I got the beef. Fish.
All right, we've got about 40 minutes.
Well done.
We're done, all right. You got it all written down?
And there's not a flip-flop class for the math, is for to show kids, like, going on a journey, and so is the flip-flops. And so are sandals back then. But I don't have a flip-flop. I have the math, and the math is best. The same with here. And then these This is the only double-sided one. It's when you got the
Okay. Everybody got about one more minute? All right, everybody got it?
Yep.
Okay, real quick. Who wants to go first?
Go for it.
Tell us what the story is, and your five-way start. What's that?
Do we act it out, or do we just like...
No, you don't have to act it out. Just tell me what your story is, and tell me how you're going to cover all five senses in that story. All
right, so we have Jesus raising Lazarus from the dead. We have the smell of a dead person, obviously, because Mary and Martha said after 4 days of being in the tomb, he stinketh. We would really push the KJV language of stinketh on him. That would be a lot of fun. And we'd have like two-week-old dead meat.
Just that will stink.
Yeah. And so that's the smell. The sight, once Lazarus comes forth from the dead, we would have somebody that's wrapped head to toe in toilet paper and
absolutely
out as a mummy or whatever. Or a
mummy.
You know what I'm saying. Then you got the sound. We would have wailers in the audience crying.
Perfect.
The taste. We would do pop rocks for the snack. Talk about how it's lifeless as long as it's not being used for its purpose. And
very good.
Once you take it, then it comes to life.
Very good.
The last one is
taste, touch, hearing.
Smell.
Sight, smell.
Oh yeah, touch. We would have the kids push away the boulder from the tomb.
There you go.
Yeah. So.
Excellent. Heal my hand. Somebody else.
We're ready.
Go for it. Bert Booker.
Hooker. Hope they got
it. So as a prep, we crack open. I hate to steal your idea, but the stinking smell of fish. So
what's your lesson on?
I can't tell you.
Oh, okay.
So, Andrew, man, it's been a long night in this boat.
Yeah.
Oh, and we ain't caught a thing.
It's been horrible out.
It's been terrible.
We've been getting skunked.
Getting a little seasick.
Man, it's starting to get a little bit rough out here, isn't it?
It is. Where's Jesus at?
I haven't seen him in a while.
This is getting crazy. We're spraying salt water.
Salt water.
Salt water.
Salt
There's
water.
Salt in nature. Tasting the salt water.
It's starting to get rough out here.
Oh my goodness.
Hey, Peter, it's getting rough out here.
Hey, who's that? Who's that?
I'm Jesus.
That's Jesus. Look, he's not even... Whoa. Hey, I'm going to walk out.
Oh, no, bro.
I got this, bro.
Take the face with you.
Come on.
Thank you, Jesus. Can you calm the storm for us?
Storm, calm down.
Thank Jesus.
Still.
Thank you, Jesus.
So I don't know. We had them written down, but the smell was the fish, the salt was the taste in the water spraying.
The feel,
And just acting like
sight,
crazy, crazy people.
Absolutely. Give them a hand. Somebody else. real quick.
I didn't want to follow that.
I got about 2 minutes, so we got to make it quick.
The prodigal son taste, there was the feast when he came back, the smell, something smelly because he was in the pigsty, touch, fine fabric because the prodigal son at one time was well off. Here, there's a big old party, the feast when he returns, and see an outline of a happy father welcoming back.
Excellent. Last one.
We got Daniel and the Lion's Den. For sight, you can definitely build something elaborate like that. But like smell, you're going to be inside the Lion's Den. Probably going to be a lot of dead stuff in there. Yet again, get something that probably stinks, like sardines. Taste, you can probably just get some like apple crackers. Eat a lion. Touch, just like go get a stuffed lion and pass around the competitive lion. What am I missing? Got smell, sight, hearing. Oh, hearing, just like roar in the story or get a recording of a lion actually roaring. That'd be great.
Very good.
Dead cover marker.
Yeah. Thanks, Connor. That'd be a good one. Might go to lion would feel like. Absolutely. All right, well, I've got about 1 minute. Anybody, any questions? Good.
Thank
you guys. You guys have been awesome.